in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, and every part of the world. We have branches and offices all over the world.
ولها دعاة وبعوث يقومون بنشر الدعوة في كل مكان.
And in these offices we mentioned, we have preachers and we have intellectuals that they preach for Islam and spread Islam all over the world.
وإن رابطة العالم الإسلامي تتعاون مع أكثر من 500 جمعية ومنظمة ومؤسسة واتحاد إسلامي في العالم.
Sheikh Ali Harkan is now giving the definition of Muslim World League office and its activities. Because Alhamdulillah, we are here now today and we see the activities of the community of Islam in the West. And we see how you are very gathered and talk and preach together. Now it's giving you the idea of Muslim World League in Mecca, that this very office, we have branches all over the world and they preach for Islam. And the organizations, this office, the Muslim World League, cooperate with more than 500 organizations all over the world.
وتقوم الرابطة بطبع الكتب والنشرات وتوزيعها بالمجان على جميع الجمعيات والمؤسسات والاتحادات والمدارس الإسلامية في العالم. وقد وزعت الرابطة منذ تأسيسها قبل 17 عاما حتى اليوم ما يربو على 10 ملايين كتاب.
The Muslim World League Office in Mecca, they publish books, novels in Islam religion, and they distribute it to people free of charge without any money or any charge. So, and this Muslim World League, since it has been established for the past 17 years ago, and this Muslim World League, the books they've printed and published is more than 10 million books.
إن رابطة العالم الإسلامي تقديرا للجهود التي يقوم بها الإمام وارث الدين فإنها مستعدة أن تمد يدها إليه وأن تتعاون معه وأن تتساعد معه على نشر الدعوة الإسلامية بجميع ما يمكن تقديمه في حدود الإمكانات المتاحة له.
Now Sheikh Arkan said, in respect of the activities of His Excellency Warithuddin Muhammad, Muslim World League in Mecca opens its arms for His Excellency Sheikh Warithuddin Muhammad, and Muslim World League in Mecca is ready to help His Excellency Warithuddin Muhammad and to cooperate with him and to help him with preachers, with everything due to the capacity of the Muslim World League and its resources.
إننا نعتبر ذلك من باب التعاون على البر والتقوى الذي أمرنا الله تعالى به في قرآننا المجيد، حيث يقول تعالى: وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. وإننا لا نريد من ذلك إلا ابتغاء وجه الله عز وجل.
شيخ أركان said, our cooperation, the cooperation of Muslim World League in Mecca, with His Excellency Imam Sheikh Warithuddin Muhammad, the office in Mecca doesn't want any rewardness from anybody. But it was, it cooperates with His Excellency in the version of the sense of holy of Allah in the Quran, that cooperates in the cause of fierceness of Allah, and do not cooperate in sin and murder.
So, we cooperate with His Excellency Sheikh Warithuddin Muhammad
in accordance to what Allah commanded us to do in the Holy Quran.
أيها الإخوة والأخوات، لا أريد أن أطيل عليكم، لا سيما وأنا لا أحسن لغتكم وأحتاج إلى مترجم، وإلقاء الكلمة ثم ترجمتها يحتاج إلى وقت طويل، فلعلي أكتفي بما قلت ولا أطيل أكثر مما قلت. والله سبحانه وتعالى أسأل أن يوفقنا جميعا وأن يهدينا جميعا وأن يصلحنا جميعا وأن يرينا الحق حقا ويرزقنا اتباعه وأن يرينا الباطل باطلا ويرزقنا اجتنابه، وأن يجعلنا أمة الإسلام التي قال الله تعالى فيها إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. والسلام عليكم.
Excellency, Sheikh Ali Harkan said he's sorry to prolong his speech and he's sorry to delay you so much. And again, he doesn't understand English language and he doesn't understand your language. And he needs a translator. And simultaneous translation is very, very difficult. So by so doing, if we stop here and pray to Allah the Almighty, may Allah guide all of us, and may Allah lead us to the straightness, to the straight path, and may Allah bless us and preserve us, and may Allah show us the right path and empower us to follow it. And may Allah show us the wrong path and empower us to keep far away from it. And may Allah make us in His Holy Quran, as He said, you are one community, and to remain in one community, and He is our Lord, we should. So you are our Lord, we should serve Him and we should live. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We know that you have other things to donate this week and next week, but whatever you have today, let's make it
full number.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
In the world of Islam,
the brothers with the we got to have more than one bucket, though, brother. We got to do this fast.
Over 700 million people, and that we are very, very happy and grateful that Allah has blessed us with His friendship for us to be hand in hand. We're grateful for this association with Him, and we pledge to be sincere Muslims and to uphold the interests of all true Muslims all over the world. We're very grateful for this visit from His Excellency, and we ask Him, we hope that He's not leaving the States now. We hope He'll be with us for long as. But we are asking Him here in Chicago to carry our salam and best wishes for good health and long life to His Eminence Sheikh bin Baz, to King Khalid, and to the Crown Prince Fahd, the whole royal family, the United Kingdom, and to all of the members of the great organization, world organization, that he heads, the Muslim World League. We ask him to carry our warmest greetings, our salam to all of them. And inshallah, along with this message, we hope that he will give this message. And that is, inshallah, we will come this Hajj with a delegation of 300 or more members from the world community of Islam in the West. And we are asking you to prepare yourself now for Hajj, you who are able to make Hajj this year, and to let us know your intentions, give your names right away, so we can begin forming seminars, Hajj seminars, to teach you and train you so that you will be able to make your Hajj with the proper knowledge. So Allah bless our visitors, our great guests, with healthy and happy stay here in America, and a safe and pleasant return and long life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir. 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 Brothers and sisters, we certainly have had a full, wonderful afternoon. All praise is due to Allah. I wouldn't be anything but a Muslim. All praise is due to Allah. And so, we have a few announcements to make. And while we are making the announcements, we would like to take our charity, we would like to take up our charity, and the brothers and sisters will please bring the charity buckets. Give as much as you can, because as we know, charity is
which is at 722.
Sisters, now, remain in your seats. We have some important...
The first thing that I'd like to make an announcement on before you... Thank you very much for your patience and your time. I know that you've been exhausted, but if we get this information out to a few people, you can help the others who don't know anything about it. Number one, we'd like very much to make this announcement to the whole of the region, if we can. We would like first to say that the awards that we were going to give out today for the Recognition Day Award that was going to be done by the committee coordinator, Mohsin Nobil, we're going to do that next week because of the lateness of the hour. We had an honorarium that we wanted to make a special attention and give a special attention to the Boy Scouts of the Masjid. And we wanted to make a special tribute to them, and we'll do that next week, be the will of Allah. We'd like, though, very much at this time to bring to the whole of the region the announcements about two major things. First, I'll start off with this. The Bilalian Business Group is trying to keep Imam W.D. Muhammad on the air. So help us give today. How many of you heard the broadcast on the air, the radio broadcast of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad? All right, that broadcast cost us money. The station naturally does not give us that information for nothing. I want to make this point because listening to the chief imam saying that we should stand up today against racism, against that white racist mentality, we must propagate those, that which is best to counterattack and knock it down. Well, I don't know anything greater to knock down racism or counterattack that slave mentality than the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad himself. He's the greatest single advocate of truth that there is today on this planet Earth. So we'd like very much to keep his voice in the public, to keep him on the air. Don't you agree?
Yes,
Well, then it's going to require from us then just a small donation from each one of us. If each one of us could at least give a dollar apiece every time we come to the masjid, we'd be successful, which is very important. If the region is listening to us, if other masjids are listening to us, we'd like to make this announcement. We are going to give a bazaar, a cultural exhibition bazaar, exhibit bazaar. Now, this bazaar is for two major reasons. Number one, to keep alive always in our community that the Muslims are here to stay and that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is here for the well-being of this community and this society, and that Al-Islam is here as a lead and a guide for them, and we have a civilized approach to the social development of our society. That's number one. Number two, the bazaar or this program will not be successful unless all of us contribute to it. Now, what is going to happen when we make this a success? We are going to keep this masjid. We're going to take care of the responsibility that we should take care of as leading responsible people here in this society.
May 5th, 1977, at 6 p.m. sharp. A movie will be shown to them about the camp. Thank you, Sister Kareem Muhammad. Also, there are jobs available for students, brothers and sisters, 14 through 21 years of age. Summer jobs, starting pay is $2.50. So see Sister Kareem Muhammad. Also, we need volunteer help to help to maintain the masjid and the premises, that is all around, you know, the yard. So those of you who would like to come in and help to maintain the masjid and the various related properties, please do so. See Brother Abdel Aziz Shabazz. Volunteers may be skilled in carpentry, plumbing, electrical engineering, and so forth. So please report those of you who have these skills and those of you who would like to help to maintain, keep the premises of our mess clean. Please see Brother Shabazz beginning tomorrow. Everyone is invited to the formal opening of the Belalian Art Gallery located in the Pioneers Building, 7801 South Cottage Grove Avenue, Sunday, May 8th, 1977. You're to see Brother Kareem Muhammad about these jobs. Yes. I'm sorry that I made a mistake. It's Brother Kareem Muhammad that you are to see in regards to the jobs and also for the just about four more announcements. Mother-daughter concert sponsor, Invite Us to Truth, Sister Clara Muhammad School, May 21st, 1977. At 7 p.m., guest speaker, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Sisters only. Register for ID cards. Register for ID cards at the ID card office on the main floor of the masjid. For further information, call 667-7200, extension 240, Sister Marguerite Hossein. Bargains galore, clothing for the whole family, entire stock from Temple No. 2 Clothing Store, sale at Community Flea Market, 8401 South Cottage Grove Avenue. Anyone needing assistance in improving speech writing, speech delivery, may contact Sister Tajwa Muhammad, phone 731-8341, evening. Service will be available until mid-July. And the last announcement, Don't forget July 4th, 1977 is New World Patriotism Day, a day of feasting, merriment, and fun, but also a day for building new truth. So please respond to all of these announcements. Now, those of you who would like to make the Asura prayer, you may remain. And we've already been dismissed with the prayer by the Honorable Sheikh Khalid Khan. So those of you who would like to remain behind for a few minutes for the Asura prayer, which is the mid-afternoon prayer, you may do so. And we also have, we wanted to mention that we have some brothers who have been an outstanding in their sales of the Bilalian News. I didn't get the two names. I think there are two brothers here who are selling up to as many as 1,000 Bilalian News per week. And if these brothers are here, would you please stand and identify yourself? Brothers, will you quickly come here so that everybody can see? Please stand up so that everybody can see. These are the brothers and sisters who are doing so well with the Bilalian News. Yes, sir. And this is brother. Yes, sir. I'm going to give them the microphone so they can identify themselves quickly.
Charles Ahmed Muhammad, Louisville, Kentucky.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal Muslim Bajar, Newark, New Jersey.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bashir Ali, Chicago.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal A.M. Muhammad.
Brother Khalid Amin, New York.
Brother Fakhreddin Abdel Rahman, New York City.
Brother Omar Memra, Chicago.
Brother Abdul Nafis, New York.
Let's give them a great big hand, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, brother.
They certainly deserve it, brothers and sisters. So at this time, brothers and sisters, we're going to call before you Brother Imam Rehman Sharif. He has a few cases that we must dispose of. And brothers and sisters, we know we are law-abiding Muslims. Is that right? We are disciplined Muslims. We don't go and do whatever we are big enough to do, because we have laws, we have rules and regulations, and we must live by them. Otherwise, we are going to be exposed, you know, by the complaint department. So it is my pleasure at this time to bring before you to the microphone Brother Imam Rehman Sharif.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, peace and blessings upon his servant and his messenger Muhammad forever. Ameen. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we shall not detain you very long. We shall take care of this as fast as we possibly can. There are some brothers and sisters who are in violation of the law. If they are present today, we want them to come forth as their name is called, or just stand where you are. If you're in the auditorium, if you're downstairs, then we want you to come upstairs and present yourself in the auditorium. So Brother Kareem, would you call these names out?
The first name is Brother Bilal El-Amin Muhammad. Would you step forward, Brother Bilal? His wife, Sister Aisha Muhammad. Sister Aisha, present. Brother Sultan Rafiq. Brother Sultan Rafiq. Sister Naomi Abdullah. That's Naima Abdullah, his wife. The next are three students of the Sister Clara Muhammad School, Brother Anthony Al-Saad, Brother Abdul Salam II, Brother Robert Kareem. The fourth is Brother Benny Matthew. Brother Benny Matthew.
Brothers and sisters, as you know, our chief imam taught us that we should live together in peace and harmony. And if there should come a time when we cannot do that, we should do the next best thing. We have a brother here, Brother Bilal El-Amin Muhammad, who is charged with abusing his wife, beating her, which we know is in violation of our laws. We are told to protect our women, not to abuse them. Brother Bilal is charged with abusing his wife without cause. And for this reason, he is brought before you so that this act can be exposed. And he's going to be placed in Class C for this offense. And also, Brother Bilal and his wife, Sister Aisha, also are guilty of fornication prior to their marriage. So each of them are to be exposed before you, the body, and they are placed in Class C for a period of from 3 to 5 years. Is that understood, brothers and sisters? That is all, brother. You may go back and take your place. Sister, you may be excused. We have other cases here. Students of Sister Clara Muhammad School who are charged with drinking wine. Of all things for our students to be doing, when we have been well taught by our leader and teacher, Imam W.D. Muhammad, that we do not partake in these things. These students have not presented themselves here today as they were instructed, so we're going to call their names off anyway, so that you will know and the world will know. They are Anthony Assad, 13 years old, Abdul Salam, the second, 11 years old, Robert Kareem, 13 years old. These three students are charged with drinking wine. And for this, they are to be brought before you so that you will know these young students. This is should be a deterrent for them and for others who may be thinking like them, think that they can do anything they choose and not get away with it. Well, they're not. So we want to expose this type of activity among the world community. So these young brothers are placed in Class C. And they are not present today, but when they do present themselves, they will be presented to you. So by them being absent today does not mean that they will not be brought before you. We have another case of wife abuse, Brother Sultan Rafiq, and abusing his wife, Sister Naima. He's not present today, but this brother is accused of physically abusing his wife. And for this, he's to be brought before you, and this act exposed. And he is to be placed in Class C, with the instruction that any further abuse of his wife by this brother will result in his dismissal from the Society of the Believers. You understand that, brothers and sisters? Now, this goes to for any wife beater, brothers who just abuse their wives without any provocation, and this has happened, and as a result, it's still happening. So we want to put an end to it if we possibly can. So any of these cases that are brought before us are going to be exposed. We have a case of Brother Benny Mahdi. Brother Benny Mahdi is charged with stealing a case of Holy Quran and attempting to sell them to some of the believers. Brother Benny would not present himself here today, but his case is being read off just the same. He's also charged with taking things from the supermarket that he was not supposed to take. Because of these acts, now there are witnesses in this case. There's a brother who saw the brother taking a case of Quran's in the building where he was supposed to be helping out. And there's a brother who was approached by Brother Benny Mahdi to buy a Quran from. And the brother, he would not buy it from him. He bought it from the sister who was in charge of selling Holy Quran. And there is another sister whom he approached to sell a Quran to. She failed to do so and reported him to Sister Salam, who was in charge of selling the Holy Quran. So Brother Benny will face this whenever he returns to the masjid. And for these acts, Brother Benny will be placed in Class C. But until he returns to clear up these charges placed against him, he is not to patronize any of the places of business belonging to the world community of Islam in the West, nor any of its properties. He's not to loiter or hang around them, because he was doing this prior to the notice that he was not to do so. So is that clear now, brothers and sisters? You understand what has been done? Very well. If any future cases that come up, they will be brought before you so that you will be kept abreast with all of the violations that are brought before us. I thank you very much, and I shall turn you back into the hands of Sheikh James Shabazz. As I say unto you, assalamu alaikum. Excuse me, brothers and sisters. One of the little young brothers was here who was charged with drinking wine. This is one of the young brothers, and as I said, he's placed in Class C for this offense and exposed before you the body. So, young brother, you will know from now on you are never to partake in any drinking of alcoholic beverages. You understand? If you do, you're going to be exposed again, and it could possibly lead to your suspension from the school. Very well. You may take your place. Robert Green.
Robert Kareem, oh, this is Robert Kareem right here. And he is one of the three young brothers that were drinking wine. So you've read, you know, the charge and, of course, the sentence, right? Okay, thank you. Now, at this time, brothers and sisters, the very last thing on the agenda today, we're going to, Brother Shacker wants to come out and make a statement, so bear with us for just a few more minutes. Brother Shacker.
With the name Allah, most gracious, most merciful, peace and blessings upon his servant and his messenger, Muhammad, forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, please bear with me just one moment. I'm not a public speaker, so I may get a little nervous looking at all of you, so just bear with me. I believe that Allah will give us strength if we are speaking from our heart. Today, I think we can all bear witness that Imam Wallace D. Muhammad certainly gave us some insight into a lot of things that we may not have had insight into ourselves. And I can bear witness that that did apply to me. He mentioned the mission that he has, and we can all bear witness to the greatness of his mission and the weakness of those of us who are around him. He mentioned those who are only maybe 68% with him or 70% with him. I want to speak for myself. I don't want to be one of those people. I want to be a 100% believer in the truth as taught by Almighty Allah through the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. I think we should be thankful and grateful to Allah that we have a leader in our midst who can show us our weaknesses and exercise our weaknesses from us, and we love him for it. Allahu Akbar. And when you start bearing witness to the truth, all of a sudden you don't get so nervous. But I ask that all of you bear with me in the position that I have, and if I have any wrongdoings, anything that I'm doing that needs to be corrected, I ask that you please give me that advice. I will accept it, and I ask Imam Wallace D. Muhammad to please continue to do the thing that he's doing now, and that's exposing whatever weakness is around him. Thank you. Allahu Akbar. Thank you, Brother Shacker. And now, brothers and sisters, Imam Farrakhan has, he said he needs 1 minute. So we're going to give him 1 minute.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings upon his servant and his messenger, Muhammad, forever. Ameen. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Assalamu alaikum. First, I would like to thank the Honorable W.D. Muhammad for the words that he spoke this afternoon. And I want to say that he said that if I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and if I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, And if I bear witness to that which he teaches, that he would consider me a member of this community and under his leadership. I want to say that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, not a man, not in any form. I bear witness that the Quran is the true book and the only book of guidance for a Muslim. I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the seal and final prophet of Almighty God. And I bear witness that the Honorable W.D. Muhammad is that man that I personally would love to be taught Islam by. I respect the scholars of Islam that I have heard and that I have read, but I have not heard nor have I read one scholar that I would place above the Honorable W.D. Muhammad in Islam or in spiritual guidance of both books, Bible and Quran. So I accept that guidance, and I pray that Allah will bless us, myself particularly, to be a very good member of the world community of Islam. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Allah truly is the greatest. Now, brothers and sisters, we've had a full afternoon. May the peace and blessings of Allah go with you and bless you. Bless us all with the light of understanding, stronger faith, and we pray that he will forever keep our feet, you know, in that straight path that leads only to him. Now, we have already been dismissed with prayer by Sheikh, Honorable Sheikh Hara Khan. He recited, you know, the prayer for us. So we can now consider ourselves to be dismissed.
Yes, sir. What was that?
Oh, yeah. Now, those of you who would like to remain for Ashura prayer, just remain behind for just a few minutes and we will start directly.